Hello, and thank you for listening to the CERT News Podcast. This episode of the podcast goes with the September 2016 issue of CERT News, which is located at www.unf.edu/CERT/newsletters.
This is Deb Miller, Director in CERT, and in this edition of the news, I want to talk about the Canvas transition, a new equipment system, and our annual report. Welcome back. The start of the fall term and the increased student activity on campus is always a wonderful reminder of our shared mission. CERT is offering a great selection of events this semester on topics that include 3D printing, professional social media presence, YouTube, and all kinds of Canvas. I also want to let you know that CERT recently deployed a new web-based equipment reservation system that should make finding and booking equipment easier for faculty. We've updated our equipment policies also, so please be sure to review those changes. As you surely know by now, UNF is in the process of transitioning from Blackboard to Canvas. The project is going well, and I'm happy to report that we've had more than 400 faculty members attend Canvas workshops. There are more than 600 fall courses currently published in Canvas, and we've completed over 100 migration requests. Both Canvas and Blackboard will be available for use during the fall 2016 and spring 2017 semesters. Blackboard will be retired in May 2017. Please see our Canvas transition site for further details. You can find that at www.unf.edu/canvas. The adoption of Canvas affords opportunities to track and improve student learning, to share resources within and between institutions via the Canvas Commons, and for increased customization of course tools and resources through the EduApp Center. Of course, all of these opportunities will present challenges, and we look forward to working through them with you in the coming year. Finally, I'm very pleased to present CERT's 2016 annual report in this edition of CERT News. I invite you to review our achievements, planned initiatives, activity data, and strategic goals for the coming year. Have a great semester.
Teaching a Visual Language Online. Michael Stultz, Department of Exceptional, Deaf, and Interpreter Education. When the Department of Exceptional, Deaf, and Interpreter Education began planning its online ASL Educator Certification endorsement, Program Director Michael Stultz wanted to ensure that students would receive high-quality instruction in American Sign Language, ASL. Program faculty had been creating online video for years, but through use of CERT's video studio with green screen technology and the expertise of a course media developer, the program was able to take their instructional videos to a whole new level. According to Kelly Leeper, another instructor in the program, ASL is an increasingly popular language being studied in U.S. higher education institutions. The latest report from the Modern Language Association, MLA, shows that it's the third most studied language, and enrollments for ASL have grown 19% between 2009 and 2013. Stultz adds, ASL online courses are becoming increasingly popular and highly sought after. These types of courses offer an incentive for those who work or teach full-time and may live a long distance from UNF. The typical audience for the ASL 1 and 2 courses are UNF students who are deaf education majors, ASL interpreting majors, ASL studies minors, and for those who need to fulfill a foreign language requirement. Leeper also says that students want to learn American Sign Language and to be able to communicate with those in their fields. For example, criminal justice majors, if they join the police force, they would be able to communicate with deaf people they may encounter on duty. Also, for pre-nursing students, they could communicate with their deaf patients at hospitals. So where does the studio with the green screen enter the picture? Most of the videos that Stultz creates are of him signing in front of digital content that focuses on a particular word, phrase, picture, or storytelling concept. In this application, the digital content came in the form of PowerPoint slides, but the same could be done with any computer-based content, a web page, a spreadsheet, etc. The studio lights are turned on and adjusted, and a wall begins glowing bright green. The first slide of a PowerPoint presentation is on the monitor. The screen recording software counts down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then the record button is pressed on the studio camera. We're recording, but the studio remains relatively quiet. That's because Stultz is signing in front of the video camera in CERT's green screen video studio. Stultz is often quite animated as he shows how to properly produce a sign. He also sometimes looks away or signs sloppily to demonstrate how not to sign. Facial expressions are very important, and so Stultz is providing examples and non-examples in the videos he creates. In post-production, green screen software magic is applied, combining the digital content with the video recording. The end result shows Stultz signing and interacting with the content to enhance the concept being conveyed. From Stultz's vantage point, he sees the camera and a PowerPoint slide on a screen next to the studio camera. He advances the slides on a computer in front of him. The videos are made available to students in Canvas for both the ASL 1 and ASL 2 courses. Students also record their own videos in Canvas for video journal assignments. Students will self-record ASL finger spellings of their first and last name as part of an introduction to their fellow online classmates. In subsequent video journals, they will sign increasingly more complex narratives, which will include those all-important facial expressions as they begin to master the language. If you would like to learn more about using the green screen capacity of CERT's Video Studio, please contact us at certlab@unf.edu.
Hello, I'm Dave Wilson, Assistant Director in CERT. In this edition of Digital Thinking, I'm going to talk about using audio and video in Canvas. It may be beneficial for you to know about the audio and video tools that are available in Canvas as you start to build courses or migrate your courses and materials from Blackboard to Canvas. In this article, I will give a summary of those tools. There are two methods to add audio to a Canvas course: uploading it to files or adding it through the Canvas Media Comment tool. The major differences between the two methods are that audio added to the files can be downloaded by students, whereas audio added with the Media Comment tool cannot be downloaded. In addition to allowing you to upload audio files, the Media Comment tool allows you to record directly into Canvas using a microphone connected to your computer. It is worth noting that audio files added to a course using course files are limited to 50 megabytes and do count against your course size limit. A course size limit in Canvas is 1 gigabyte. Audio files added with the Media Comment tool are limited to 500 megabytes and do not count against the course size limit. Generally, audio recordings have small file sizes and will not significantly add to your course size. If you are teaching a course that uses a lot of audio recordings, such as a music course or a course where you provide recordings of every lecture, then I recommend using the Media Comment tool. There are also two methods to add video to your courses in Canvas: adding through the Canvas Media Comment tool or publishing through a video service like YouTube and then embedding it into your course. Please see the table in the CERT News article for a breakdown of features by publishing platform. Adding video to a course using the Media Comment tool is similar to adding audio. The only difference is that students will be able to save the course videos uploaded with the Media Comment tool to their devices and get a link to the video that can be played by anyone. That link expires after 24 hours, but during that time, anyone with the link will be able to play the video regardless of whether they are in your course or logged into Canvas. In addition to allowing you to upload video files, the Media Comment tool allows you to record directly into Canvas using a webcam connected to your computer. The record feature is great for short video announcements. Video files added with the Media Comment tool are limited to 500 megabytes and do not count against course size limit. CERT has tested video file sizes and found that we can create videos that are more than an hour long at DVD quality and still remain under the upload cap of 500 megabytes. There may be times when you need to add video larger than 500 megabytes to a course. In these situations, we recommend publishing the videos to YouTube and embedding them into your Canvas course. There are some limitations to this method. You may have special permission from a copyright holder to use the video in your course, and as a requirement of that permission, you can only make it available to your students. In that case, you should not publish the video to YouTube. If you would like assistance in uploading videos or creating a YouTube channel, please consider attending the YouTube channel workshop this semester, or contact us at certlab@unf.edu. For more information about or assistance with media in Canvas, please feel free to email me at david.wilson@unf.edu.
Hello, I'm Megan Bracewell, an instructional designer at CERT, and in this best practices article, I'll be sharing strategies to engage students in online Canvas courses. One of the biggest challenges in an online education is student engagement. To overcome this obstacle, instructors can apply a variety of strategies within Canvas to attract student attention and promote active learning. While socially and cognitively connecting students online can be a bit of a challenge, there are 5 essential student engagement strategies instructors can employ in an online Canvas course. First, foster community. Promote collaboration. Encourage expression, infuse creativity, and make content relevant. Let's begin with fostering community. Instructors who foster community in their online courses pave the way for student engagement throughout the course by socially integrating students and reducing the risk of disengagement caused by feelings of isolation. To foster community in Canvas, try the following activities. 1. Ask students to introduce themselves by submitting an introductory post or video in discussions. 2. Encourage students to respond to and like each other's post in discussions. 3. Invite a guest speaker to present relevant experiences in conferences. And 4. Provide prompt feedback to student posts in discussions and to their assignments in SpeedGrader. Next, let's explore how to promote collaboration. Collaboration drives engagement by encouraging students to play an active role in the learning process. Canvas optimizes student collaboration by enabling groups established in People to communicate through their own group-designated sites within Canvas, complete with pages like announcements, discussions, files, and conferences. Canvas also enhances collaborative efforts by offering Google Doc integration and collaborations. To promote collaboration in Canvas, try the following activities. 1. Assign groups and people to enable students to manage their project materials and correspondence through their own group-designated Canvas sites. 2. Have groups present an artifact, like an image, concept map, or slide, in conferences to explain and apply a concept or skill. 3. Ask students to post 1 to 2 minute videos showcasing their major projects and discussions, and have them provide feedback to their classmates. And 4. Create a wiki by integrating a Google Doc in collaborations for students to compile resources relevant to course topics. Another essential student engagement strategy is encouraging expression. Students should have opportunities to express their perceptions and ideas, and they are more likely to feel engaged in an online course if they have chances to interact with their peers regarding course content and assignments. To encourage expression in Canvas, try the following activities. 1. Have students post their work in discussions for peers to conduct reviews. 2. Construct a blog for students to express reactions to content by creating a space for students to edit in Pages. 3. Group students into pairs in People and prompt them to debate opposing sides of a topic in their group-designated discussions. And 4. Assign a weekly reflective journal entry for students to reflect upon their learning in their e-portfolios. In engaging students, it's also important to infuse creativity. Rather than building an online course upon traditional lectures and quizzes, instructors can further engage students by infusing creativity into their courses with multimedia. To infuse creativity in Canvas, try the following activities. 1. Supplement text resources and modules with images, videos, or graphs to showcase ideas in a variety of formats. 2. Have students post a video or audio file in assignments to showcase a concept. 3. asked students to submit an image with a brief explanation of how it symbolizes or represents a theory in assignments. And 4, encourage students to share knowledge by having them each submit an instructional video that narrates the process taken to solve a problem in discussions. Lastly, making content relevant is a great way to enhance an online course and engage students. Authentic assessments and real-world scenarios engage students by challenging them to apply concepts and skills learned in the course to solving problems and forging solutions. To make content relevant in Canvas, try the following activities. 1. Chunk content, as in 5 to 7 minute videos, and challenge students to react or apply the information in their e-portfolios. 2. Have students create a conversational script related to a course topic in a Google Doc in collaborations to reflect real-world context. 3. Incorporate case studies in modules to encourage students to apply concepts and processes to solve real-world problems. And 4. Ask students to create a post and discussions at the end of each unit featuring one concept or skill they learned and how they could apply it in their fields of study. To review the full Engaging Students in Canvas article and other helpful resources, check out the Instructional Design Team website at unf.edu. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you have questions or comments, please visit us on the web. Have a great day.